Welcome to Ever Increasing Word Training Center. We're so excited that you're a part of the training center with Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. As we begin to continue in the culture of honor, as we study the culture, we understand that the culture is a belief system that you learned from your first lesson. It's a belief system. It's where a group of people come into an agreement to believe the truth or principle. And that truth and principle begin to create their behavior, their thinking pattern, and their belief system. Today, we're going to further our training and teaching in this culture because you're part of the greatest movement or culture in all the universe, called the kingdom of God, living in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As we embrace this culture, you must understand that you're so unique that there's nobody else like you on the planet. There are going to be oppositions. There are going to be criticizers. There are going to be those who even oppose what you believe. But because we believe God's word and we live according to it, and that word says to us, be ye in the world, but not of the world. So it's expected that there'll be those who are relatives, co-workers, and even some of your friends who won't walk in the direction that you're walking in. But that's okay. The culture that you're creating is a culture of love. It's a culture of forgiveness. It's the culture of grace. And Jesus Christ is Lord. So let's get right into the book. Open your books. And let's note in the introduction, there's so much meat or insight about the culture in the introduction. That's why I spent so much time highlighting, pulling information from it, because this would help you so strongly understand the rest of the book in the mindset of our culture. On page 25, in the second paragraph, it says, when God first speaks of honor in the New Testament, he promised that long life will be our reward for honoring our parents, So we see that God, even in the outset, understood this key factor called the culture of honor. Recognizing, respecting, honoring those whom God has placed in your life as an authority, a leader, a mentor, a role model, and recognizing their gifts, their callings, their unique graces that's on their life. And this grace is transferable when we learn how to properly honor leadership, those in authority. Not becoming familiar fleshly with them or developing a familiar spirit, nicknames, buddies, you know, that type of relationship. But doesn't matter how close you build a relationship with an authority, one who's in position of leadership, you must never violate the respect and the honor that is due to the office or the person who sits in the office. Listen what he goes on to say. God promises long life when we obey our parents. Our parents are an authority. They are an authority. And we owe them respect. We owe them honor. They have been given the legal authority to train, to mold, to cultivate each one of us who are their children. And we deserve to give them honor. Honor so much that we, and as we grow, we begin to serve them. We begin to serve them. Now here's a thing between worship and serving. God is the only one worthy of our worship. He's the only one worthy of our worship. But our apostles, our prophets, our parents, our leaders deserve to be served. We honor them not only by recognition, we honor them by serving, making sure that they have what they need, that our gifts, our talents, our abilities, even our financial resources have been made available to them to fulfill the mandate, the calling that God has placed upon their lives, that you and I are involved in, because their calling, their grace, the grace God has placed upon them, is there to empower us who serve. You know, Psalms 133 says how the blessing comes from the head to the beard down to the skirt. When we serve those in office, what's upon their lives will eventually, when we connect properly and honor properly, will transfer over to us. That's the grace of God. That's how God causes continuation in the earth. That the anointing will abide. That his grace will always show up, because he's always empowering somebody to lead. Somebody to come into that place of leadership, so he can transfer the kingdom of God into the earth. And you and I are in that connection. Let's move further. He said that Bethel, we believe that this command reveals a principle of honor. In general, we often say life flows through honor. Life flows through honor. That's number one. Make note of that. Life flows through honor. And when we're talking about life, we're not talking about living every day. We're talking about promotion. We're talking about elevation. We talk about good, godly success, the God kind of success. It flows through honor. This life, the life of increase, the life of abundance, the life of joy, the life of peace, all flows through honor. And the promotion and elevation comes when we learn how to value those whom God has placed the grace on. Not that you don't have a grace on your life, but there are those who God has called specially to lead. Ephesians 4 talks about the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Those men and women whom God has called and set apart their lives for his glory are those whom God has placed a special grace on their life to train and equip us until we all come into the fullness and the maturity of Christ Jesus, where each joint supplies each other. See, you're not only a church member of your local congregation, you are a supplier of God's grace. God has blessed you. God has gifted you. God has called you. God has anointed you. Anointed you. So you have to be equipped, trained, mentored into that grace so that you can be adequately equipped to supply the body of Christ. to save people, to do the work of ministry. This is why we must connect properly to those who are in leadership, and we do it through the culture of honor, recognizing that God has placed this woman or this man in authority to teach, to train, to mentor, to pastor, to oversee, to prophetically speak as an oracle of heaven to earth, an apostle who will set government structure in atmosphere for our growth, our freedom to express Jesus Christ in the earth. This is vital. You have to catch that life flows through honor. Life flows through honor. That's number one. He says here, again on page 25, the principle of honor states there that accurately acknowledging who people are will position us to give them what they deserve and to receive the gift of what they are in our lives. See, promotion, elevation. God has planted you in your local assembly because the pastor, or apostle, prophet, teacher in that ministry or that work is there to impart to you the grace that's on his life through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where you're equipped. This is where you're going to grow. This is where you're going to prosper. This is where the gift on your life and the calling on your life is going to be nurtured and harvested for the work of the kingdom. Oh, you're in a great and a grand opportunity to be where you are, to receive and to go for. So stick with it. Let life flow through you through the culture of honor. And remember, honor looks like worship, but is really serving the man or woman in front of you as we worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and he alone deserves our worship. Page 26. Honor creates life-giving relationships, promoting relationships. This is what he says. Honor creates life-giving and life-promoting relationships. That's number two. What you're going to create with your pastor, your apostle or your prophet, your evangelist, your teacher, is a lifelong relationship. It's always giving. The relationship is always pouring out into you. Faith for the word of God, so faith can grow, faith can mature in the things of God, so you can mature in the things of God, that your mind is being transformed into the kingdom of heaven, that your thoughts are the thoughts of heaven. So there's a constantly transferring going on, a constant transferring going on, life-giving. From you to the leader, and from the leader to you. Constant outpouring. And as you grow and as you mature, your gifts and your abilities become armor to your leader. And as he go up, you go up. That's equipping the body of Christ. And that's what we are creating, not only with our leaders, but we create this in the atmosphere of all church members, all co-workers, all family. We can create an atmosphere because we understand honor in all of our relationships. Because we rightfully recognize the grace or gift of those in authority And we recognize their name, we recognize their position, whether it's father, whether it's mother, and we'll see that further in our teaching. We recognize it, and we recognize they deserve honor. They deserve honor. And when we give it, we also receive it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says here, again, in our writing, the key here is accurately acknowledging who people are. The key is accurately acknowledging who people are. This, again, is very important. When we accurately acknowledge who people are, that's my pastor. That's my man of God. That's my woman of God. You see, that's my dad. That's my mom. That's my teacher. That's my instructor. When I recognize them, this is key to all promotion, all elevation. I'm not developing a flesh relationship with any of them. No matter how close I get to them in connection, we're developing a sonship and a fatherhood, a spiritual relationship that I'm not after what's in their hands. I'm after what's on their life. And that's the anointing. That's the grace that God has given them. When I recognize that, with all those in authority, with those who are around me, those that I have, even physical relationship as far as my siblings, my parents, when I recognize their authority, I respect it. And I give them honor without disrespecting them, not getting out of line, but learning to accept even correction when it comes from my authority without getting bitter, without getting angry, without throwing the towel in, without quitting. I'm going to find me another church. No, that's my authority. They have the right to bring correction and direction and protection in my life. And I accept it. That's the mindset you have to have. That's my brothers and sisters. I respect them. They're the usher, they're the choir member, or we're a parking lot attendant, wherever they are. That's my brother, that's my sister. I respect them, I respect their office, I respect who they are in my life, and I thank God for them, and I give them honor. I give them honor. See, honor goes to the point, listen, my friend, honor goes to the point that I will not put my mouth against my authority. I will not put my mouth against the authority. Remember that. David was very careful to understand that when he was running from Saul, who was king, that when David had the opportunity to take Saul's life, he was wise enough to understand that he would not lift his hand or sword against God's anointed. He said, I will not lift my hands against God's anointed. That's powerful. He recognized, though Saul was fired by God, he says he's still God's authority. He's still the one in position. And he refused to touch him. It even hurt him that he even cut the little lash off of his clothing. He repented of that, because respect and honor is due for those in authority. So we have to be careful, make sure our mouths are not on those in authority, unless God begin to judge us. Unless God begin to judge us. Let's go on. It says here, we can only do this when we recognize that there are God-given identities and roles. This is what we see in the statement of Jesus. This is what he says. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward. This is powerful. When we respect the office of who of their identity, we can receive what's on their life. The blessing of honoring those whom God has honored, whom God has called. My friend, we're in a royal position. We're in a royal position to receive that which God says that we could have. Be and do when we learn to honor those who are in position. Let's go on. He says names and titles are important. That's number three. Names and titles are important. Names and titles are important. Recognizing, identifying who people are important. Again, the key is we're creating a culture of honor, that life flows through honor. And when we honor properly those who are in authority, those who God has grace, there's an importation that comes off of their life on our lives. That's why it's important to recognize their names and their positions and to give them honor, because it's important. It's important to God, and it should be important to you. Mother, father, son, daughter, apostle, prophet, Christians, human beings, such names define a person's role and identity, and when used correctly, establish God's designed relationships in which specific rewards are given and received. Man, that's powerful. To build and strengthen us. Let's read it again. When we recognize names and identity or positions, it establishes God's design relationships in which specific rewards are given and received to build and strengthen us. You see, it works to my benefit. It works to my benefit to honor, to respect, to recognize who people are. So it's not a one-way thing that they're getting all the respect and the honor. No, God's saying it's going to work to your benefit. So God put this principle in the earth called honor, to elevate, to promote you, as well as it recognize the one who's in the office. I believe strongly the scripture that says, when we are faithful in that which belongs to another man, then God will give us our own. But if we're not faithful in that which belongs to someone else, it says, who's going to give you yours? You see, all blessings really come from God, but they flow on the heel of a person in front of you. God blesses us through people. And when we learn to honor properly, the blessing flows from heart to heart or hand to hand through other people. So when I dishonor people, I only cut my own throat, because I don't know who God's going to use to bless me. So it works to my good and my benefit to be a blessing to other people. Doesn't matter who they are, but I must learn to respect all people. God can use whoever he wants, however he wants. whenever he wants. To get anything from anywhere to you. Let's move on. This is powerful. This is powerful. So make a note of your questions that we paused and stopped and identified. The 1, 2, 3, and the 4 here that God wants to do in your life. Remember that names and titles are important. They're important. Number 4 is this. A culture of honor is created as a community of people learn to discern and receive people in their God-given identity. This is how the culture is created, by honor, by recognition of people's names and their identity, their God-given identity. When we do that, this culture will be formed all around us. We will flow and live in this culture and this atmosphere, this attitude, mindset, this possession of life that flows through honor is where we will live. And regardless of what's happening with other people who do not understand this culture, who are not a partake of this culture of God, your life will flourish because you understand their identity, their position. You may ask the question, what if they are unsaved? Are they still in authority? Then you need to respect it. Yes, even if they're unsaved, they are an authority, and you need to respect them. That is where honor flows. You see, through your reverential honor, God can put you or use you to be light in darkness to them, to bring them into the revelation of Jesus Christ. So just because people are unsaved does not mean that we're supposed to disrespect them and dishonor them or dislike them. No, we're supposed to be light in darkness. And that comes when we learn how to reverence and recognize authority and identify them by their God-given titles. It is important. Remember, honoring others is a benefit to you. It's a benefit to you. So if you want to be blessed, you want to be favored, you want the hand of God to be upon you, then you have to learn how to honor others. It's key to promotion and elevation. The author goes on to say, throughout this book, we will explore some of the names that have enabled us to establish very specific kinds of relationship in the Bethel community. He goes on to say, these are the relationships that attract and sustain the outpouring of God's presence and power in our midst. He said, these are the names and titles. These are the names and titles or relationships that attract and maintain or sustain the outpouring of God's presence and power in our midst. That is powerful. Not only as a church congregation, but as an individual. As God's son, as God's daughter, as we want to embrace God every day. We want to have a sustaining relationship with God. Not a distant relationship, but God is my father. I am his son. I am his daughter. I am his anointed one in the earth realm. If I want to sustain that presence of God, then honor and respect is a part of keeping God's presence in my midst. Keeping God's presence and power in my midst. Listen to some of the names he mentioned here. The names apostles, prophets, teachers, pastor, and evangelist, in their distinction, anointing, mindsets, and gifts, create a network of relationships designed to bring the focus and priorities of heaven to earth. Now, that is question number five for this lesson. Recognizing the names of the fivefold offices or gifts, Ephesians 4, that has been released to the body of Christ. And those five offices are apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, or let's go back in that other office, order, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Make sure you note all five of those, because that will be part of your quiz, which also will be part of your exam down the road. So recognize that. Respect them for their office, and how, by keeping that reverential respect, we create an environment. We create an environment where God's presence is captured and we experience the glory, the power, the manifestation, the demonstrations, the miracle working power of God is kept and sustained because of the spirit of honor. The spirit of honor. Listen, my friend, never allow the successes that are on your man of God or woman of God's life to become a discouragement to you. God has designed your leader and positioned your leader to be blessed, to be well equipped and supplied to do the work of ministry, which benefits you. When they do not have to go out and tackle the work every day in and out of dealing with the world system, but God has financially blessed them, financially positioned them, where they are free, their hands are free, where they can be in His presence, they can meditate the word and bring your word from heaven to earth that blesses you, that ministers to you, that saves your household. That is life changing. Because I understand in this culture of honor that we live in, that there are those in a fivefold ministry whom God has financially well off blessed and position them to be free from the workforce or work systems so they can handle the kingdom work of God every day, which benefits us as sons and daughters in the kingdom. Never allow their freedom or their position or the blessing that they ride in or live in become a discouragement or distraction to your honor. You must always remember that when I honor properly, the grace that's on their life becomes the grace on my life. It comes from the head down. And God is going to honor me for honoring those whom he honors. Those apostles, those prophets, those evangelists and pastors and teachers, they are God's graces to the body of Christ. And when we recognize them properly, there's a transfer of the anointing. There's a transfer of the anointing from them to us. And we become carriers of their anointing. We become carriers of that grace. Man, what a blessing. What a blessing that you, position that you and I are in. So let's make sure that we are clear on our question, because I want to make sure that you are able to pass your exams, and make sure that you take every quiz. Be a part of every quiz, because the questions that is on the quiz are the same questions on the exam. There's no trick questions. If you make note of the answers that I've given you, then you already know, and you're already equipped to passing each quiz in each exam. Don't take these questions or this pace that I'm taking you on lightly. They're here to help equip you. It's here to make sure that you're sound, that you clearly understand that this must not only be heard, but you must become a door of the word that you're hearing. You must become a door of the word that you're hearing. This is the only way this is going to be effective on your life. You must be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. You must exercise this at your church, in your environment, every day, at home, at work, just walking into a restaurant, you know, respecting authority. Even the waitress or the waiter is an authority. And when we rightfully respect them and honor them, we receive the grace on their position. They serve us well. They respect our presence. You see, honor is everywhere. Everywhere you go, you're going to find a place, an opportunity to honor an authority and receive the benefit of their life. Listen, my friend, here at the training center, we're here to make sure that the anointing, the mandate that's upon Apostle Thompson's life, become the same mandate and anointing on your life. And you'll begin to be sound in wisdom, revelation, knowledge, insight. All these things will begin to be equipped and come alive on the inside of you. Listen, we're just begun. The school season just begun, and there's so much more to look forward to. And I'm telling you, in the next 6 months from here, you'll be so powerful as a man and woman of God, you'll be glad you became a part of the school. Listen, God love you. I love you. I see you on the next lesson. Be blessed.